Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story, brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage, 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
All right, Beauforting Buzz of the Day. Obviously, the NBA returning, or at least that's what it looks like is going to happen now with the Board of Governors voting 29-1 to bring the NBA back. Starting date, July 31st. Teams will report here to their markets coming up in June. Training camp would start June 30th. Teams would arrive in Orlando July 7th, is how this whole thing shakes out according to the plan approved today by the Board of Governors. The only team not to vote for it is the Portland Trail Blazers. Gary Ellerson asked earlier, why did they vote against it? There had been speculation that maybe they're just trying to make Damian Lillard happy, who didn't want to play. And according to a report, they apparently wanted it to be a 20-team format and not a 22-team format, so they voted against it over two teams.
Okay.
Okay, then. So that is the Beauforting Buzz of the Day, what's going on with the NBA. But the other thing that is definitely a buzz today, and probably could have a couple of Beaufortings as you look at everything on social media and the internet. And that is Drew Brees yesterday on Yahoo Finance. And we played this yesterday on the Wendy's Big Show. I'll play it for you again here today, right now. Made these comments that stirred up a whole bunch of people's responses on social media. This is what Drew Brees had to say on Yahoo Finance yesterday.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s, and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better. And that we are all part of the solution.
Okay, so there is Drew Brees yesterday. Now, what happened there after that? Was a bunch of people were not happy with Drew Brees, one of which was Malcolm Jenkins, a longtime defensive player in the NFL and so forth, and somebody that is not shy of a camera or a microphone to speak his piece on social injustice or anything else having to do with league matters possibly. This is Malcolm Jenkins, who posted a video to social media.
Drew Brees. If you don't understand how hurtful, how insensitive your comments are, you are part of the problem. To think that because your grandfathers served in this country and you have a great respect for the flag, that everybody else should have the same ideals and thoughts that you do is ridiculous. And it shows that you don't know history. Because when our grandfathers fought for this country and served, and they came back, they didn't come back to a hero's welcome. They came back and got attacked for wearing their uniforms. They came back to people, to racism, to complete violence. And then here we are in 2020 with the whole country on fire, everybody witnessing a black man dying just in cold blood for everybody to see. The whole country is on fire. And the first thing that you do is criticize one's peaceful protest. That was years ago when we were trying to signal a sign for help and signal for our allies and our white brothers and sisters, the people we considered to be friends, to get involved. It was ignored. And here we are now with the world on fire, and you still continue to first criticize how we peacefully protest because it doesn't fit in what you do and your beliefs, without ever acknowledging that a fact that a man was murdered at the hands of police in front of us all, and that it has been continuing for centuries, that the same brothers that you break the huddle down with before every single game, the same guys that you bleed with and go on a battle with every single day, go home to communities that have been decimated.
So there is a tearful Malcolm Jenkins, and teammate of Drew Brees now, with the New Orleans Saints yesterday, and Manuel Sanders, a bunch of different guys that were on that team, were none so happy with one Drew Brees. Okay, now having said all of that, Drew Brees, and yesterday I think it was it Leroy? I think it was you, Leroy, said, well, he'll have an apology tomorrow. And I said, there's no way he's walking this back. He's not going to change his stance on kneeling or not kneeling for the American flag. There's just no way that's going to happen. He believes in it because of family, whatever else, and that's not going to change anything. That's what I said yesterday. Well, Drew Brees did come out and he had an apology. And this is what Drew Brees said. Quote, in an attempt to talk about respect, unity, and solidarity centered around the American flag and the national anthem, I made comments that were insensitive and completely missed the mark on the issues we are facing right now as a country. They lacked awareness and any type of compassion or empathy. Instead, these words have become divisive and hurtful and have misled people into believing somehow I am an enemy. This could not be further from the truth and is not an accurate reflection of my heart or my character. And when you talk about that, and that was part of what he said, he also condemned the years of oppression the black community has faced and continues to face, and he acknowledged that, quote, we as Americans, including myself, have not done enough to fight for that equality or to truly understand the struggles and plight of the black community, end quote. And he tags the very end of it with, for that, I'm very sorry, and I ask your forgiveness. It's a rather long one that he posted on Instagram. I think this is, it might be, well, I was on Twitter too, so it was all over social media. So he posted that, and some people responded with, it's okay, apology accepted, let's move on. One of which was Michael Thomas, the wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints. The other of which was DeMario Davis, who's a linebacker for the New Orleans Saints. He was on CNN, and this is what he had to say about the apology.
I think that is a form of true leadership. And I would say it because that's taking ownership. What we had hoped the first time was that Drew would elaborate more on racism and the sentiments of the black community. And he admitted he missed the mark. So for him to come out and say, you know, I missed the mark, I've been insensitive, but what I'm going to start doing is listening and learning from the black community and finding ways that I can help them. I think that's a model for all of America. Because historically, most of America has missed the mark and not hearing the cries. These aren't new cries that are coming out on behalf of the black community. I mean, the black community has been crying for a long time. Now it's turned into a global outcry.
Okay, so there is DeMario Davis. Sean Payton, when the video got tweeted out, retweeted, it said, DeMario Davis, you're a special man. This is another example of why I love our, in capital letters, team. Hashtag change is coming. Michael Thomas exact response to the apology. One of my brothers made a public statement yesterday that I disagreed with. He apologized, and I accepted because that's what we are taught to do as Christians. I'm back to the movement. Right. Hashtag George Floyd. Alvin Kamara, star running back, said, I've had a day to digest the comments that Drew made. I was disappointed and hurt. We talked, and I explained to him where he dropped the ball, and he understood. But now it's time for us to be part of the solution, not the problem. We have to educate to progress. That is Alvin Kamara. And the question on the table right now for everybody involved, not just Gary Leroy and myself, do you buy Drew Brees' apology? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. That is the question, and we will get the answers to this question coming up. Trell on the north side has been waiting since we started the topic, and we will get to him coming up next. But first, Gary Ellerson will tell us about our friends from the Jewelry Center.
The Jewelry Center, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield off Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building, guys. They're open. They're open for business. Yes, sir. You know, and listen, Father's Day is coming up, man. And I tell you what.
It's coming up fast.
Everybody's been going through a lot. I know our black fathers have been most certainly going through a lot. If you want to go see my good friends over at the Jewelry Center, Dean Murray's going to help you out, guys. He's going to help you get the best piece of jewelry for the best possible price. If you're going shopping somewhere else for a piece of jewelry, guys, I'm telling you right now, you're spending way too much money. Walk in the store. Ask for my good friend Dean Murray and tell Dean that you heard it here right here on the Big Show. And when you mention the Big Show name, you're going to get a sizable discount. Now, you can't go home. Now, don't do this because people have been doing this. You can't go home and then hit this commercial and you've already bought something for the Jewelry Center and then take it back and say, oh, I just heard the commercial. No, when you go in there the first time, you got to tell Dean that you heard it from the guys on the Big Show. And ask for Dean. He's always there. He come right on out. And just tell him you're looking for that discount that Gary keep talking about all the time, guys. And they have it there for you. Go check him out today. 76 and Layton Plaza. That's where he's at the most. In Brookfield, off Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building, right on the second floor. And third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin.
I just go to shoptjc.com.
And that's what everybody should do. Some news coming out of the NBA. G League canceled the remainder of this season. WNBA continues to try and find a site where they can finish their games as well. So we'll have to wait and see what the WNBA comes up with. All right. So the question is, are you buying Drew Brees' apology? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Sam Schmitz producing the show today, asking you about Drew Brees' apology and whether or not you're buying Drew Brees' apology. Let's go to Trell on the north side. You're next up on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Trell?
What's going on with you, gentlemen?
You tell
What's
me.
What's up,
team? Man, H-E double, hockey stick, no. No, man, he just, that apology is not a sincere apology. What it is mm-hmm. somebody who got that smoke. Somebody got that smoke and pedaled back and put out a statement that was more inclusive. Because, when they were kneeling the first time, that was 4 years ago. So, I mean, you can't tell me somebody is polished and who's more of a statesman for a franchise is going to ill-advisedly say something without knowing what they really feel about it. And that's what he really feels about it. That's something that's deep and sincere through his upbringing, you know, his maybe his political or religion beliefs or whatever it is, but that's what he feels. So he's not apologizing for what he said. He's apologizing because he got that smoke from his teammates and other people, and it was such an outcry that he was forced to make some type of statement in that regard. But, he meant exactly what he said the first time. Like my grandma always told me, when somebody show you who they are, believe them. No time for all that. That's how people keep going through the same thing with people they shouldn't never even be around. Because when somebody show you something, that's exactly what they mean. Once they pedal back and try to say, no, and all that stuff, that's just the hogwash behind it, trying to patch it up. But he meant what he said, so no, that apology was whack.
All right, Terrell, thanks for the call. Some of the other stuff that came out yesterday when he put that out there. Doug Baldwin, the Seahawks wide receiver, tweeted, "The reason my children have to live in a world that won't empathize with their pain is because people like you are raising your children to perpetuate the cycle. Drew, you are the problem." Tyron Matthew, chief safety, "Listen to some of them. They will never change. Yet most black folk I know have submitted to their standard of living, or way, I should say, only to have our perspective or do limited by the same old-fashioned standards or ideals. It's us waking up every day getting slapped over and over." From Tyron Matthew. Richard Sherman on Twitter, 49ers Corner. "He's beyond lost. Guarantee you there were black men fighting alongside your grandfather, but this doesn't seem to be about that. That uncomfortable conversation you are trying to avoid by injecting military into a conversation about brutality and equality is part of the problem." Now, those both, or all three of those, were from yesterday. Drew Brees then came out today and did his best to try and solve all the uproar, because he's going to have to face a lot of these guys. Za'Darius Smith simply tweeted out a picture today of a game ticket that showed the Packers and Saints and the date on it earlier today. That was Za'Darius Smith's response from the Green Bay Packers. "Do you buy Drew Brees' apology?" Gary Ellerson.
Yes, I do, Steve. And what has to happen is you got to have a open dialogue. And when you don't have that, and I'm not saying, and you and I discussed it a little bit, Steve, I want to get your take as well, but I'm not saying that he's going to kneel with the guys when they kneel. Not everybody's going to kneel.
He didn't say that either in the apology.
Right, and I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that you don't know what you don't know. You would think that he will be a little bit more educated there, because most of the people in that locker room who he's with, he see where they are from and what they do in the families. He should know better. But a lot of times people don't. They don't know. They're closed off. They don't know better. And I think what happened, I think what would happen to a lot, if you are a black person, you have a white friend, if they are like Drew Brees and say what Drew Brees say, you're going to be hurt, because you've been hanging out with Drew Brees this whole time and you didn't know really that he felt that way. You might have an inkling, but you really didn't know.
Inkling.
But what you do know about your white friend, because this is happening all over. This is just a snippet of really what's happening in the world. But you do know that white friend that said that what Drew Brees said will give you the shirt off his back. He just don't believe in what you believe in. I don't know if that makes it good. So I think what happened is that, yeah, he caught smoke, and he had to then look within himself and then had to understand these people, brothers, sisters, where they were coming from of all races. He had to listen to this. And then he had to understand it. He had to understand, because this is what most people were, that it wasn't about the anthem. This is what he showed. And he might believe that about his grandparents and grandfathers and that. And when he looks at the flag, that's how he feels. You can't stop that man from feeling that way. That's true feelings. I can't stop him from feeling that way. And to me, that's valid. Besides that, then understand why Kaepernick is kneeling. It ain't really about the flag. I mean, we had Andrew Brandt on here, and he gave us a perfect example of how people were manipulating what Colin Kaepernick was doing. The Four Letter Network did it. They kept pushing anthem, anthem. It's about the anthem. Andrew, go on, talk about it. Say, the anthem's going to be the title. Go on. And they kept pushing it in your face over and over again. And that's what most people thought. Nate Boyer, Green Beret, I think also a former NFL player. And listen, Colin Kaepernick made a lot of mistakes. Says, hey, Colin, don't sit down, bro, but kneeling. Kneeling is where you want to go. Kneeling is where you want to be. Listen, and I had varied opinions on this kneeling thing. But I tell you what, the guys I'm taking my cues from are the folks who are in the service. The folks that are actually on the front line. The folks that are dying for this cause. Because I'm not really. You're fighting for my freedom. And they're kind of mixed on this, but for the majority, what I'm seeing is, guy said to me today on my Twitter, says, Gary, the reason why I enlisted to the service, the reason why we fight, I'm fighting this so you can have the right to have the freedom to do what you want to do. I'm fighting for the right for Colin Kaepernick to kneel. And this is how mixed up our world is. Not every serviceman believed that either. But that's who I'm taking my cue from. I'm not really taking it from, this is no offense to you, Steve, but I'm not taking my cues from Steve on this. I want to take it from guys who fought in the wars. I want to take it from guys who were in the service on how they feel about the kneeling thing. That's where I'm taking my cue from. Yes, Colin Kaepernick made mistakes. Yes, he did. No doubt about it. Drew Brees, I said too, also made a mistake. How you gonna forgive Colin Kaepernick for with the shoes and with the socks? How you gonna say then you forgive him, but you can't forgive Drew Brees for what he said? You can't have it both ways.
How you square?
You have to take Drew Brees at what he's saying, and then you have to let Drew Brees show you, i.e. Colin Kaepernick has already come to Milwaukee. I think he's going to donate about $300,000 to Milwaukee out of his pocket. He done been around the country donating money out of his pocket to different causes for the underprivileged. He has put his money where his mouth is. He has donated his time. So in due time, Drew Brees will have to own up to what he said, and it will only be seen by actions and by those guys in the locker room. So I can't. So you can't get two different messages here. In closing, that's what my pastor used to say, Leroy.
Moreover.
No, in closing.
Because you ain't finna close.
I believe Drew Brees until I see otherwise this coming football season.
He's Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Fiverr here with you. Got to get an update from CBS News. If you're on hold, we'll get you coming up next. Lewis, north side. Jimmy on the north side. We'll hear Leroy Butler's take as well. Do you buy Drew Brees' apology? Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on a Thursday on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. For all of your plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. John McNamara of BadgerBlitz.com and Rivals was supposed to join us at 4:48. We've moved him to 5:35. 5:35. John McNamara will now join us coming up a little bit later. Asking you, are you buying Drew Brees' apology? Lewis, north side, you're next on The Fan. What's up, Lewis?
Fellas, I just want to echo Trell's statement. Like hell no. And like, Gary, you kind of confused me. You contradicted yourself like 7-8 times in your take. And this is what I got to say about it. For 4 or 5 years, we've known about the kneeling and the misrepresentation of the flag and what the protest was really about, right? So nobody really asked Drew Brees how he felt until the other day during that interview. And he revealed his true self. It's just like, you know, when dust is all in your room and you don't see it till you open up the blinds, you're like, oh, it's real dusty around here. That's Drew Brees, and we have Drew Breeses like that all around the country. So you're telling me you believe him now that he's contrite, that he's just, you know, this post-racist guy or, you know, have these different opinions just from 24 hours ago. After the publicist got to him, after the head coach got to him, after the team president, after the owner, all got in his ear. And you know, they was like, Drew, what the hell is going on? What are you talking about? We have to fix this. So, to even anybody who says they believe him, I'm going to question that. Because I got friends that, you know, we believe in different things. Like, they don't believe in dinosaurs because they wasn't in the Bible. You know, we laugh about it. And, you know, some of them don't believe we landed on the moon. But when you have a difference of opinion on racial justice and when people are really being stepped on, and when you really, you saw this on TV, like Drew Brees saw the video, he saw the state-sanctioned lynching, and he still doubled down and said, well, you know, I don't agree with disrespecting the flag in any way. And like Richard Sherman said, what he did to try to back himself up is he interjects the military in it. Because you know and I know, we can't say anything bad about the military. But then you're automatically a bad guy.
Correct.
So that's what you did, Gary, when you said, well, I want to know what the soldiers think. You don't have to know that they're killing us and Drew Brees.
No. You're getting the point wrong there. One thing here real quick. The first thing is, I think as a society, when a guy comes out and says that he's sorry, first, you take his word. Second, what you're looking at is action. He's got to prove it. And that's what Drew Brees is going to have to do. In order for us to advance, us would be all of us who have problems with each other. If a guy comes out to you and says, I'm sorry, I think you have to accept that apology, but not just on the word. Then I'm watching you to see if you prove it. And I ended with that. And that's what Drew Brees is going to have to do. Second to that, I value more the word of the guy that's fighting for the cause than, say, like even myself. If I'm telling you, no, cuz, you know, you shouldn't be kneeling or you should stand up. It's just my word. I think the guy that's fighting for the cause word carries more weight than mine. To you.
But Gary, you're still missing the point, because it was never about the flag. So no matter what they
did, I understand that.
So their point isn't valid. It's not valid because that wasn't the point of the protest. So you're interjecting military again like Drew Brees did.
No.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No. Well, then we just don't understand each other. No, I'm not.
No. You're saying you have to have validation from military.
I don't have to have it. That's the point. I said I value.
You value it more. However,
yes.
Do you value the...
I value the military. I value the guy's word that are actually fighting and dying more so than mine.
Okay, so you're saying you have to have validation.
Don't have to. I value it more. I value it more. Don't have to.
All right, we're not going anywhere with this. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
No, we're not.
I let you guys go back and forth for a while.
No, we're not. I value it more. Don't have to. But I think his word mean more than my word, because I'm not fighting. I'm not dying.
Let me ask you this. If the people that fought that you talked to said they're 110% against kneeling during the national anthem, would you then have had a problem with this?
Well, I value their word more. I mean, because those are guys that are doing it.
So then you would have said this is a bad idea.
Sure. I mean, because their words mean more
to
me.
I understand.
Because they're doing it. They're fighting. They're dying. They're behind the lines. I'm not.
Agreed.
I mean, I have an opinion, but I think their opinion matters more than mine.
All right, let's go to Jimmy on the north side. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jimmy?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Long-time listener, first-time caller. First of all, I really don't believe in this apology. I just think it's all smoke right now. I think his PR people pretty much put a plan together for him to really protect his brand, his legacy, and his future opportunities. This man was speaking how most Americans feel. Not most, but a lot of Americans. And got to remember, these are learned behaviors. These are behaviors, how you learned, how you brought up, what you thought. We can't be mad at Drew Brees. He told us exactly how he feels, and he needs to really just focus on the root cause of the problem. And the root cause is this going to be doing what's right for our society and bringing people together? And as far as the flag, the kneeling, everyone in our society has a different view on how they view the flag. People have been fighting since the Civil War, and I want to just keep it short and sweet. Thank you for listening. And I'd love to hear what you feel about that, Gary.
Drew word stands on his own. Drew's going to have to prove it. I mean, if we're as a society saying that's it, that's what he believed. I'm not saying he didn't believe that. I that's right. His first words, his spoken word. He probably truly believed. Well, he said it, so he believes it. But in order for us to move past that, if a guy comes to you and says, forgive me, I'm sorry, I think you then have, you don't have to, it's up to you, but I would forgive him, but it's not solely on word. Now you got to prove it. What are your actions after that? It's not just based on words. Drew will have a chance to show his action after this, because that's what it really will be judged on. right, but you have to open the door.
Hold on, Leroy. Coming up next, we'll get Leroy's response to this, because Leroy has sat there and listened to everybody else's response and not given his yet. Do you buy Drew Brees' apology that he gave today? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Again, John McNamara was supposed to join us at 448. We've moved him.
Sorry, John.
He will join us at 535 from BadgerBlitz.com. Badgers have been hot on the recruiting trail. We'll tell you about who they've got some commitments from here in the last couple of weeks. That comes up at 535. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. A lot of what I'm seeing on Twitter as far as reaction to this, and we are getting a bunch, is people pretty much saying apologies for what? Saying that a lot of people don't think he even needed to make an apology. If that's what his beliefs are, then so be it. Why should he have to apologize for what his beliefs are? That he should just stick by his guns and what he said and move on. Do you buy Drew Brees' apology? We've heard from Gary, Leroy, Butler, your turn.
This is kind of confusing, but Gary is correct on this one. It just seemed like to me that the hardest thing for a man to do is say, I'm sorry. The hardest thing for a man to do is say, I apologize. Because you're angry, you're upset. Ain't no can't get right. Nope. When actually, as African American, we want people to hear us, but we don't want to hear nobody else. When somebody, it's hard for, now women, my wife, she's always, she just, oh, I'm sorry, no problem. But when I do it, I'm sorry as well. It's a learned behavior. So my mom taught me, if somebody offers an apology, you accept it. It's up to them to continue forward and prove all those things. It's hard to, I tell you what, anybody out there in the world, it's hard to say I'm sorry for anything. Whether it was crafted, somebody told, it don't matter. It don't matter to me. So of course, I accept his apology. Christian young man. Everybody needs redemption, a way to get back. Now, if you take somebody's right to accept an apology or something like that, like the man that took George Floyd's life, there's your consequences. George Floyd didn't get a chance to get an apology. It killed him. So if Drew Brees is asking for his teammates, who've accepted it, by the way, his apology, so be it. Them his teammates. Them his teammates. And sometimes when we're wrong, we need to acknowledge we're wrong. Actually, the sooner you say you're wrong, you know, you're wrong. But see, it's hard to say. That's why people are saying, why is he apologizing? Because the reason why he apologized to you guys, because he made it about him. And it's not about him. It's not about Drew Brees. It's about what we saw on tape. And the guy that told you that was on tape, that told you it's going to be on tape again, was Colin Kaepernick. He told us. This is why he's doing it. It gets political because the president interjected. Say the owners should just fire the guys on the spot if they do it. So people got, oh, there it is. You're conservative. You hate it. If you're a liberal or Democrat, you're okay with it. We shouldn't have to live like that. But it's the hardest thing for a man to do, to say, I am sorry. Or I apologize. I don't care if your agent wrote it. It's on you. I apologize. Do you think it was hard for Tiger Woods to get up in front of the media and tell his everybody in the world he was sorry for what he did? It's hard to do that. And for people who would not accept his apology, you ain't never made no mistake.
I don't want to interrupt what you just said, but I mean, there's two things here. Are you talking about Tiger Woods like cheating on his wife apology? Is that what we're talking about? That apology?
It don't matter. I'm saying the apology.
In general.
I mean, there's two apologies. I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, both of you.
There is one,
the apology of I truly am sorry I'm gonna give you an example. Hold on. I'm sorry that I knocked that vase off of the table and broke it.
Yes.
Truly sorry, right? Like,
yes.
That was my mom's favorite vase, and I broke it, and oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then there is, I punched my brother in the stomach because he wouldn't shut up, and then mom and dad make you apologize. Those are two different apologies. I'm apologizing because they're kind of making me apologize, even though I probably don't mean it. I'm just doing it so they get off my back. And the other one is, I truly am sorry because I didn't mean to break the vase, and I know it meant a lot to you, Mom. Those are two different type of apologies, and we've seen it across all forms of walks of life over our lifetimes.
Semantics.
Well, no, because they're both not the same thing.
Listen, apology, don't matter how you want to splice it or slice it, it's still an apology. Whether you want to accept it or not means that he who has not sinned, throw the first stone. Dump those stones out of glass houses. If you perfect, you Jesus. We strive to be like that. Who's so big in this world that can't ask for forgiveness and accept it? It don't matter if you made to do it or you did it on your own. It's an apology. So I can't be redemption. So I broke a vase. So I hit my brother, like you said, Steve. So I'm supposed to be thrown to the wolves if I made one mistake? No. Now, based on the Bible, we had somebody die for our sins. Don't walk up here all high and mighty like you all that. You can't accept a man apology when you done wrong with yourself. Because you know what? Those skeletons in those closets will come out.
No doubt.
We all, like Gary said on Twitter, we all flawed people.
Sure.
This is not the time to be high and mighty. Drew Brees, I'm done with you just because you made a mistake.
Did he say anywhere yesterday that I missed? And we can play, we'll play back. We'll play back the Drew Brees comments from yesterday on Yahoo. Did he ever say that he was against the movement at any point?
He made it by himself.
He talked about kneeling and why he knelt for the flag.
He talked about his wife.
And why,
to him.
If anybody else kneels, it's just not acceptable to him, right?
Yeah, just to him. But see, he's getting away from what we talked about with George Floyd.
In the apology today, did he say anything about kneeling the entire time in the apology?
He don't need to be specific.
I didn't see anything about kneeling the entire time in the entire apology. And that's what this whole thing was about yesterday to begin with.
That's semantics.
As long as he
apologized. I know you high and mighty, Steve. You can never do that, man.
I'm just saying, what everybody was mad about is not what he apologized for.
Well, they should be over it now. If they're good Christian young folks, hey, man, it's all good. It's all good. Call your pastor. He'll tell you, hey, man, you got to forgive this man if you want to live by the way we teach, because you're going to do something wrong tomorrow. And guess what? Hey, honey, I'm sorry. No, I heard you on the radio say you don't believe Drew Brees. Why should I believe you?
She may not believe Drew Brees either, though. Hey, Great Lakes Dragaway.
Yes, all women smarter than men. All
that,
of them.
Okay, I agree with you on that. Yes, you're right. Yeah. Great Lakes Dragaway.
We all agree with that one, Steve.
Yes, you're right. I'm not going to argue. Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. Top topics of the day comes up next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.